Blog Talk Radio.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun, and I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us that we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. That was Jill Scott, Dreaming, Dream, Dream, Dream. Good morning, family. Let's get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Wow. And on this line, we recognize that grace spirit, known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we seek within, tuning in to the love, the eternal loving presence, focusing in on the breath, remembering to breathe, family. There's power in the breath. There's power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I want you to begin by breathing in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release it out of your mouth like, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. The heart has wisdom. So let's be still. Let's be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still, know that I am, God. Breathe, family. And release. Come, Holy Spirit. And as we take in this next breath, I want us to breathe in the mind of love, reminding us that we are love. I am love. I am love. Let's breathe in the whole knowing that we are love. Let's breathe, family, as we be still and know that I am love. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am, love. Breathe. Divine Mother, Father, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Precious and Holy One. Come, Holy Spirit. I come before you today, speaking from the transcending power, the presence of my higher mind self, the presence of me that is God, Goddess, energy, speaking the words of my higher mind self, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from the place, from the consciousness of the higher mind presence, asking to release every human created thought. Clear my mind right now, Holy Spirit. Asking to release every human created ego. Asking you to remove any thoughts right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, that I may come before you empty, Holy Spirit, and be filled by the presence of the I Am presence right now. My beloved I Am self, come, Holy Spirit, speak from my heart to your people, Holy Spirit. May these words be your words. May my thoughts be your thoughts. As you cleanse my heart right now, God, give me a clean heart right now, God. Oh, give me a clean heart right now, Holy Spirit. Clear my thoughts and open my presence that all of you may speak and every cell in my body will return to its highest vibration, that everything I speak, every energetic expression that will come from me in this right now moment will be all of you and none of my physical presence. Come, Holy Spirit. As we ask for a fresh anointing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, God, I'm asking for a fresh anointing upon us right now, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, and your heaven, God. And I'm asking you to bless each and every one of our homes right now, God. I'm asking you to bless each and every one of our homes in the mighty consciousness of love, God. I'm asking you to bless our financial substance this morning. I'm asking you to bless it in the name that only you can do, God. I'm asking you to wow us right now, God, as we give thanks, God, for the mighty bounty of your goodness, God, that we can bank from the universal bank of goodness, God, the unlimited bank of yours, God, that is always a profuse, unlimited abundance that is shining down upon us right now, God. Open us up to receive your unlimited abundance, God, your unlimited financial substance right now, God. Open our minds, God. Open our hearts. Open our consciousness right now, God. Raise it to the vibratory energy so that we can attract the abundance of more than enough in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to teach us how to see our own greatness right now, God. I'm asking you to show us how to value our own presence right now, God, to recognize that we are the gift to the planet and we are your greatest miracle. In this moment, we give thanks, God, for this opportunity to come together in the collective mind right now, God, in the collective spirit right now, God, in the oneness of love right now, God, oh, in the oneness of financial blessings coming down, raining down upon us right now, God. I feel the essence of rain upon us right now, God. Oh, come and bless somebody this morning, God. Somebody came because they had a financial process, God, and I'm asking you to open up their minds, God. I'm asking you to open up our hearts, God. I'm asking you to open up our thoughts, God, to receive the mighty bounty of your goodness, God, that it will be so big, God, that it won't even be room enough to receive it, God. I'm asking you to thrust us in our place of blessing this morning, God. I'm asking you to bring forth a supernatural, explosive financial blessing upon somebody today, God. I'm asking you to bring forth an explosive, supernatural favor, God, upon somebody today, God. Somebody came because they had a heart to be blessed this morning, God. I'm asking you to bring forth a health blessing, God. I'm asking you to take every cell in our body, God, and return it back to its highest vibration where it operates in 100% knowing of who and what it is in the process of you, Holy Spirit. Bless ourselves right now, God. Bless every organ in our body right now, God. Bless our hearts right now, God. Oh, as you give us a clean heart this morning, God, and remove any veil, God, that's keeping us from our highest experience, the highest and the best presence on the planet, God. I'm asking you to remove any veils from our thoughts, God, and let us see ourselves the way you see us this in this right now moment, God. Let us see ourselves in the way that you created us, God, in total greatness, in total abundance, with perfection, wholeness, and complete, God. I'm just so grateful, God. I'm just one grateful somebody, Holy Spirit, and I give thanks for the knowing that I am all that you are, and we are all that you are, and that we are individualized expressions of you, Holy Spirit. I just give thanks, God, for the mighty opportunity to be present on the planet in such a time as this, God. Thank you for every mind under this call right now, God. Thank you for every body under this call right now, God. Thank you for the expansion right now, God. Thank you for the growth right now, God. As I send every word of this prayer into the universe, knowing that it will never return void, because in your word, Holy Spirit, you said that you will answer even before I call, even before I had the thought in my mind, God, even I had the mind to pray, you had already answered, God. And I'm coming to before you today, God, giving thanks for every desire of each and every person's heart right now, God, thanking you for the desires of their heart being made manifested right now, God. thanking you for the opportunity to make manifest the glory of each and every one of us in this right now, Mama God. I just give thanks for your presence in this call as we invite and invoke the higher minds of each and every person on this call. We invite the presence of you right now, God, where we can feel your presence, God. I invite you to raise the vibratory energy in each and every one of us right now, God. I invite you to send the angels out on assignment right now, God, before us, God, that this day will be created in ease, elegance, and grace, God. And wherever we go, the blessings go, God. That our feet will be so anointed that we will be treading on holy ground, God. That our hands will be so anointed that everything we touch, God, will turn to gold. Not just gold, but platinum gold, God. I'm asking for an anointing over our life, God. I'm asking for a fresh anointing right now, God. I'm asking you to bring forth a blessing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to bless every cell, every organ, every muscle fiber, God. Everywhere we go, God, that we will strut with the knowing that we are all that God is, God. That we will strut with the knowing that there is nothing greater than the greatness that we are as you on the planet, God. Oh, that we will operate in our mastery and our dominion and our authority, God. Oh, taking over the fact that I am, they are, we are all that God is. The greatest miracle on the planet, God. Somebody came this morning because they need a blessing over their child this morning, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a blessing over each and every one of our children this morning, God. Oh, sometimes, God, they minds seem to go in a different direction than what we plan, but we know there's no path but the right path. God, and teach us how to trust in the perfection of your divine presence in our children, God, as I call forth the divine presence in each and every one of our children, God, as I call forth the seed of greatness in each and every one of our children, God, as I raise the vibratory energy in them right now, God, knowing that the fruit cannot fall that far from the tree, God. I'm just calling forth the greatness that you have planted inside of us to bring forth this manifestation of these beautiful gifts called our children, God. Somebody came this morning because their mind was a little concerned about the direction their child is taking today, God. I know that there's a trust perfection in our children today, God. I ask you to bless it right now, God. I call it forth right now, God. I call forth the blessings over our children right now, God, asking you to take each and every one of our children and place them in the palm of your hands and whisper that they are all that you are and whisper that they are mighty powerful in the land and they will grow to be even more powerful, God. Remind them today that they got a mighty greatness in them today, God. Whisper in their ear the greatness that they came to the planet as you to do, God. I'm asking you to bless our children right now, God, with a fresh anointing upon their mind, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that they will only see their greatness, God, that they refuse to be taken in by anything other than you today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to anoint our children right now, God. Take the taste of anything that is not of you in their mouth out, God. Any taste of alcohol, take it out their mouth right now, God. Refuse to give them the opportunity to want to taste that, God. Any marijuana, drugs, anything that is in our child's way that is causing them not to operate in the fullest expression of you, their self-esteem, their self-negative talk, God, I'm asking you to release it into the ethers, God, and allow our children to show up as the fullest expression of you in this right now moment. I call it forth, God. Can't nobody do it like you, God. And as the process moves, God, I ask you to give each and every person the strength to trust in the perfection and in the divine nature of you in this right now moment. We know the divine nature of God is good. Good is just God stretched out. So we thank you for all of your good, God. We thank you for all of your greatness, God. We thank you for each one of our children, God. We thank you for the blessing of financial sustenance, God. We thank you for new books, new ideas, new inventions. We thank you for all the ideas that are coming forth, God. I ask you to bless all of the empowerment workshops that are coming up, God. I ask you to bless the gathering of women to heal with Deborah M. Ricks. I ask you to bless the land, the soil, the people, the mind, the group. I ask you to do it in the mighty consciousness of love, God. I ask you to bless the sunrise service in the name of, in the consciousness of you, God. I ask you to bless any ideas that's coming forth in each and every person, God. I ask you to bless the Womb Summit that's coming up in September with Tamar, that she'll be here in Chicago, God. I thank you for the opportunity to be used right here by you, Holy Spirit, to facilitate such great opportunities to bring healing to the planet, God. I thank you for a healed planet, God. I thank you for the love that is in the air. I thank you for the love that's planted in the soil, God. I thank you for the love that's planted in the food that we eat, God. I thank you for the friendships and the opportunity to come together like this in one mind and one consciousness, God. And I give this prayer to you and say, thank you, God, knowing the victory is done, the victory is ours. Healing is taking place right now. Somebody called a healing this morning. Oh, thank you, God. Somebody called a healing in their mind, in their heart, in their body, in their financial substance, God. Thank you, God, for the substance of your love that will permeate in this call, in this right now moment. I call it forth and know it's done. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ether. Good morning, universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family, as we invite and invoke the angels into this call. Good morning, angels, and thank you for all that you do, angels. Thank you. Good morning to our archangels, as we invite and invoke the presence of our archangels. And good morning to our ascended masters, as we invoke and invite the presence of our ascended masters. And as we invite and invoke the presence of our master guides and our spirit guides, good morning, unseen committee. Good morning to our spiritual counselors. Good morning to those powerful presences that walk the planet before us. As we pay homage to our ancestors, as we pour libations into our plant this morning to say good morning to the most powerful energy that walk the planet. We are the dreams of the ancestors. And so today we stop and say thank you, ancestors, as we invite and invoke the ancestors into this call, into the presence of this right now moment. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning to my mom, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. And good morning, Miss Colette Grant. And into all of your known and unknown ancestors, I honor the presence of you in them as them. In this right now moment, good morning, ancestors. Come and be a part of this call this morning. And good morning, beautiful people. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janina and Ingram, and I honor and love and invite the presence of your higher mind self into this call. I say good morning to the gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to the family this morning. Love, love to the kings and queens. And yes, my millionaires and billionaires, good morning. Good morning, love. Yes, I am super excited as the love in me, the God in me, and the light in me honors the light, the God, and love in you. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We had a guest speaker this morning, but she could not make it this morning. And I just got a call, so we're going to do something different. So we're going to start off by reading The Science of the Mind. And today we're going to talk about persistence in the science of the mind. But today we're going to talk about fear. And I guess persistence is really important to moving past the fear, huh? So just do bear with me. We're going to move along because I'm going to be doing this not prepared, but you know, God is always prepared. My higher mind self always knows all things. So we're going to talk about fear. I'm going to bring persistence, talk about persistence from the science of the mind. That I am going to bring Will Smith on talking about fear. Not the same one yesterday. This is another one. Persistence. You have to make more noise than anybody else. You have to make yourself more obtrusive than anybody else. You have to fill all the papers more than anybody else. In fact, you have to be there all the time and see that they do not snow you under. If you're really going to get your reform, realize. That's a quote by Emmeline Pankhurst. In a book called The Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes, on page 53, they said the will of God for you is the will of boundless life flowing through you. It says in here, what is your initial reaction to the Pankhurst quote above? Do you find it abrasive? Does it bring up questions about how fighting for social justice can coincide with knowing the truth in the midst of a seeming conflict? If that's the case, good, because we live in a universe of oneness as well as this reflection of unlimited diversity. You see, it's easy to throw up our hands, unable to figure out how so many ideas and beliefs can be harmonized. One method we may experience is that we just give up on our dreams or desires when the going gets tough. We might even feel that God doesn't want us to have what we want or that we are going against God's will. You see, the universe doesn't judge our desires. It can and does respond to our spoken words, our thoughts, and our actions. It's in the successful combination of all three that we find our desires manifesting in life. Remember, the three successful combinations are the spoken words, the thought, and the action. How can we achieve that? Well, quite effectively, according to Pankhurst, how? Through daily and focused persistence. The singer Cher once said that if science could be bottled, everyone would have it. The singer Cher once said that if success could be bottled, everyone would have it. See, the science of the mind principles can't be bottled, but persistent attention to guarding our thoughts, words, and actions are a close second. The only question whether or not we'll choose to take up this mantle, both for ourselves and the planet, is you. So the only question is you. The only answer is you. So today's affirmation, I see my desires unfolding with ease. I am persistent in guarding my thoughts, words, and actions. I live my life with integrity. Let me say that again. I see my desires unfolding with ease. I am persistent in guarding my thoughts, words, and actions, and I live my life with integrity. Wow, it's interesting that the science of the mind is talking about that today. I woke up and I was laying there in the bed before I got out the bed, and I found my mind drifting in places that it, I was like, mind, we don't got no time for that kind of thought. You know, it wasn't my business. It was about somebody else, and I'm in there having them in my thoughts, thinking about them. And I said, girl, you're wasting great mind time on something that you ain't got no control over, and it ain't your business. Get out of it. Come back to you. And I had to remind my mind that that's not me, my business, and move from that thought and get back into where I need to be for me. So it is very important that we guard our mind and our thoughts. Yes, guard our mind and our thoughts. All right, we're going to start off with Will Smith. And Will Smith is really interesting because he says fear is good. Yeah, let's talk.
Honestly, as I can say it to you, I truly believe that I could be the president if I wanted to. I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen. I'm motivated by fear.
Fear.
You know?
Fear of what?
It's fear of fear. I hate being scared to do something. And I think what developed in my early days was the attitude that I started attacking things that I was scared of. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. Sitting with Ali, sitting with Nelson Mandela, it's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
Wow. That was kind of noisy. I might have to redo that one. But, you know, what was interesting about what Will Smith said is he's motivated by fear. I don't know if you got a chance to hear. He said, I am motivated by fear. He hates being afraid. And so he allows his fear to move him through. He wants us to believe that success is not this esoteric idea, or this delusional thing that's so far away. And he said that he believes that we have to be a little delusional. You have to believe that something different can happen. He said he's motivated by fear. You know, fear of fear. He said, I hate being scared to do something. And I think what developed, he said, in his early days was the attitude that I started attacking things, he said, that I was scared of. Greatness is not this, he said, greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. Truly exists in all of us. Sitting with Ali, sitting with Nelson Mandela, he said it was very simple. This is what he said he believed. And he said he's willing to die for it. But what I like about what he said is that success and greatness is not this elusive, you know, place in our hearts. But most times, we're debilitated by fear. You see, when it comes to personal growth, there's so many topic ideas, systems, thoughts, and paths to choose, but they all come to one truth and one truth only. What you are seeking is within you. What you are looking for, you already have. I think about Kim's song sometimes when he sings the song about heaven. I was looking for heaven only to find that heaven was inside of me. Now think about that song. I want you to marinate on that idea. What you are looking for is looking for you. What you are seeking is already inside of you. Everything that you seek is already in you. Think about that. Can you imagine that we search all this time looking for something is already inside of us? Heaven is in you. I'm going to have to play that song, huh, y'all? Heaven is in you. But it's inside of you. So why do we search outside of ourselves? You see, in my life, I've had these major revelations that helped me to step out of the thoughts of fear. And to move more and more from that space of lack and step into a life of greater and greater abundance. And here's one that I always think about. The universe is friendly to my desires. You know, that's a quote from Albert Einstein. You see, the universe will support you in manifesting your purpose because it created it. It created us to do so. Man, that means we can't lose, Sammy. You might can get knocked out. It might be a TKO. I made you look, you dirty crook. You hit upside the head. But you can't lose, family, because the universe will support you in manifesting your purpose because it created you to do so. It sounds simple, right? Here's the other one. Love is where you come from. It's your birthright. It is a basic principle to love. Be love. To love. Just be love. because you are love. Your birthright is love. You were created divinely from a divine space of love. You were divinely designed by love. You see, the day you was formed in the womb of your mother's belly, God smiled on the earth and said, let me create the most precious, beautiful presence of myself and then place it in the womb of your mother's belly. And watch it just flourish and grow. And I'm going to call it Linda. Oh, I'm going to call it Jackie. Or this is going to be King right here. This is going to be John right here. You see, you were created from the most beautiful aspect of the universe. And you were created for love, by love, for a purpose, with a purpose. And that you can never fail. Three, this is the last thing that I think about. The word tells us that all things work for the good. Count it all joy. And what I've always found out, even though it may be hard, things always work out for the good. So why do we fear? You see, by slowly realizing these things that I just said to you, my life gets better and better every day. You see, it's true that the universe will support you. It's true that you deserve all of the goodness. It's true that you deserve all the great things. And, of course, I always find these great things to read. And because I'm such a nerd, my friends call me a nerd, I want to read something that Matthew Kemp wrote. He said, if it's true that the universe will support us in our purpose, then that means any thoughts I have and actions I do that are not aligned with my purpose are actually making my life harder, more stressful, and less full. I'm going to read that again to you. I could have wrote that, huh? If it's true that the universe will support us in our purpose, then that means any thoughts that I have and actions that I do that are not aligned with my purpose are actually making my life harder, more stressful, and less full. You see, all those fearful thoughts of lack, all those doubting thoughts about whether I would be taken care of or not have never proved to be true. You see, what I do and what I had to do was sacrifice my ego's desires and let go of any past identity of what I thought I deserved and instead accept the gift of my journey. Accept the gift of my journey. Let me say that again. How many of us are trusting in the perfection? Accepting the gift of your journey. You see, this doesn't mean you would live in a mansion after the first week of living your purpose. Nope, not at all. In my case, I lived in an 8x8 room for a year. But can I tell you, it was worth it. I knew the seeds I was sowing would grow. And I was supported, and I'm still supported. From fragile beginnings, the roots of my journey have begun to support a stronger hold on my life. This will be the same for you. You will be supported, not in the way that you want to be, but in the way that you need to be. And if that's true that love is where you come from and love is who you are and that you got to love who you are and love those around you, love yourself, it's important that you love yourself, because if you hate yourself, then that means you hate your neighbors. That means you hate God. That means you hate everything around you. It's so vitally important that you get to work on loving you. Eventually, as you grow in the love for yourself, you will be more and more full and be able to share that love with others. If you believe that things always work out for the best, then this will give you an empowered point of view through which to interpret the events of your life. When things go wrong, you know it's for the best. So then why won't we make the best of it? You see, this point of view is so important to incorporate in our life. If you do, you'll be able to overcome all things, and all challenges will come on the path. Yes, challenges will come on the path. But as they come, why do we get afraid? When we absolutely know that the universe is friendly to our desires. When life gets hard and life starts to do something that we don't understand, maybe that's not the direction that we should go. Or maybe there's something bigger we must learn to do or be. But whatever it is, it's time to face our fears and live our dreams. It's time to face them. Because what you are seeking, what you've been looking for, is already inside it. And fear really is a gift. Think about it. Every time I've ever feared anything, I prayed more. I was in the spirit more. And I produced one of the best, most powerful products. See, so many times fear stops people in their tracks. They see it as an alarm going off to warn them they should not move forward. But it's time for us to see fear differently. It's time to see fear as a compass directing us toward exactly what we need to do in order to grow. Unless you are in mortal danger, fear is a compass showing you where to go, because there are teachers who will tell you to live a fearless life. And that's not true. I think we want to live what I call a fearful life. Because if you think about it, right before the most incredible times in your life, right before the most incredible times, you were terrified. That's a sign you are growing. So I say follow the fear rather than making yourself wrong for being afraid. Moving past fear means finding enough strength in your heart to override what your head is telling you in order to keep you safe. While the heart calls us to tell the person we love them, leave the relationship, start that business, or move toward our desire, the mind is busy coming up with excuses why it's not safe to do these things. You see, all things you have ever wanted to do is outside, is right outside your comfort zone. Let me say that again. All of the things that you have ever wanted and ever wanted to do are outside your comfort zone, and by definition will make you afraid. Fear is something very real that we have to deal with, because it's a biochemical response in the brain that gets triggered when we step into uncertainty. Let me say that again. It's a biochemical response in the brain that gets triggered when we step into uncertainty. I want you to think about that. What do you fear in some kind of way that's keeping you from the highest and the best gift that you can ever give to the planet? What's keeping you so caught up and so debilitated that you're not able to live your best life? It's a biochemical response to uncertainty. Let's talk about some ways that we can think about how to move past, because I don't know if we ever live without fear, but I know that fear is stopping people from unlocking your unlived potential, holding you back from living your purpose. And for us to live on our purpose, we got to get unstuck. And for us to live the life we know deep in our guts that we're meant to be living, we must move past the fear. However, moving past fear doesn't mean getting rid of it. We must learn to see fear in a new way. Did you know there are different types of fear? There's fear that reminds us not to go down this dark alley. There's fear that reminds us not to do things that are unwise. But there's fear that holds us back from our unlimited potential. So let's talk about how can I be a voice of encouragement for you today to take that leap and find the courage? You see, when you realize the difference between the fear, You take massive control over your life, and you have massive, powerful clarity that will help you understand the exact next steps you can take to get unstuck and get about the business of living on purpose. You see, not knowing the difference will keep us stuck on that hamster wheel in that rat race where life just passes us right on by. We heard Will Smith say that greatness and success is not an elusive, esoteric, faraway idea. So what kind of fear is stopping you until now? Now that you know, what is your next step, your action step? How will you take a major step to move forward in your life and create a positive ripple effect? The first thing I want to say is stop expecting yourself not to be afraid. The best way to move past fear is stop expecting yourself not to be afraid, but to move past the fear. Let's talk about it. The good news is that we can move past fear. But the bad news is, family, fear is never going to go away. And in fact, in recognizing that fear is never going to go away helps you to move past it. There's this idea in the spiritual community that fear is this dark force that we must avoid like Darth Vader. But the truth is, if you look at the way our brains are wired in the limbic system, fear is an automatic nervous system response to uncertainty. Yeah, that's a strange dichotomy and joke, but the divine joke is that to live your purpose, to step out, to be big and to grow and to expand and to grow beyond what you currently are as far as your circumstance requires, is that on a daily basis, we must look fear in the face and stop expecting not to be afraid. I'm going to be afraid. You're going to be afraid. That's the reality. I can tell you that before I step out on stage, before I write books, before I do anything I have that brings me closer to my purpose, oh, my God, there is fear. So the way we must move past that fear is to refrain fear and recognize there's actually two types of fear. Fear that is survival fear. Survival fear is that it looks like I'm walking down the alley and there's a person with a weapon. It's survival fear. It's necessary to run. I'm in the military in a combat zone, and it's necessary to be afraid to stay alive. So there's moments when survival are on the line and fear keeps us alive. The problem is in our brain, though. Listen to this, cell phone. The problem with the brain is that it's binary and that the brain cannot tell the difference between survival fear and what we call irrational fear. Why? Because the brain is binary. Irrational fear is if I live on purpose, then I'll die. If I speak up and become authentic myself, no one would approve of me. Or if I decide to finally release some weight, no one will love me because I show myself true, I show my true self, or whatever that irrational fear is. And what I spend most of my time doing is helping people distinguish between survival fear, which is necessary, and irrational fear, which is just the brain doing what the brain does, which is to try to keep us alive. So the brain, the limbic system, is challenged by your spiritual growth because it's scary to grow spiritually. When you have new spiritual insight, when you have new spiritual awareness, all of a sudden this stuff you got to do, oh, maybe you got to break up with someone. Maybe you got to disagree with someone. Or maybe you have to redefine your power within your family origin. Or maybe it's time to start a business. Or maybe it's time to finally stop saying you big bone and realize that you got to stop binging on Netflix and eating pizza every night. Whatever it is, you can certainly live your purpose, and you can certainly grow into what you meant to become. But you got to look at the difference between survival and irrational fear. So here's a tip. Here's a coaching tip I use. Make a list of all the things that you think you might be afraid of. Make a whole list. It could be, I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared that if I start my blog, no one will open my email. Some of the things that people said in a conversation I was on last night. I'm afraid if my business get bigger, I'm afraid of success. I'm afraid of who I'll become or how people will look at me if I'm standing in my gifts. I'm scared that if I start my blog or start my teleconference, no one will come or no one will open my email or nobody will come to my event. What is it that you are afraid of? It doesn't matter. Make an entire list and ask yourself, is this irrational fear or is this really a survival fear? So if you're afraid that you're not going to make your rent every month, well, that's a necessary fear because we obviously have to make our rent every single month, our mortgage payment. And before you can live an abundant life on your own business, you got to figure out how to make money doing that. So, of course, there might be a job you keep until you start to live on your own business, but make a list and start to understand what's irrational or survival fear. And here's what I want you to do. If it's survival fear, understood, no worries, all good. But make sure to really address those so that you can stay alive. And then on your irrational fear side, I want you to go straight to them and call them BS. That's truly BS. That's what I want you to do. Because you know what? BS on your fears, go straight into them because the truth is not everyone is going to approve of you. And as you move and you grow, everybody is not going to approve of you. Yes, you're going to may step on someone's toes. Not everyone is going to be happy with your individualized expression. Not everyone is going to celebrate your new spiritual awareness. But do not let that stop you. If it is an irrational fear, if you knew who walked beside you at all times, if you knew how supported you were spiritually, if you knew there was a divine presence, a divine creator urging you to live your best life on purpose, urging you outside your original fear, will you ever, ever question yourself again? But my friend, the journey is about knowing that for yourself. It's about knowing it for yourself. And it's so easy for me to get up here and talk about it. But family, we got to learn to be about it. You might say, oh, it's easy for you, Janine. You got your book already done. Oh, you created your little blog. But I had fear. I remember writing that book. And I remember all the resistance and the fear that was coming up. It got so strong that my person who was helping me write my book, and we didn't even have a fallout. Just one day she got to the point where she didn't want to do any contact with me other than email or a text. And it was mostly email. And at that time, I didn't do a lot of email. So half the time, I missed what she said or whatever. So I had to get really diligent about the email because she did not want to do contact on the phone anymore. And I couldn't understand why. And then she was getting, when we did talk, she was getting so mean and just really, and I was like, what in the world? And I had to sit with myself. I had to sit with myself and ask myself, where was the resistance inside? And she was showing up so resistant. I was like, oh, my God, am I this? Where is this an expression of me? But all she was a reflection of my fear. Who's going to want to read the words that you put in your book? Your mother's going to be mad at you telling her story. Oh, my God. Should I say this? Should I take this out? Should I keep this in the book? Should I leave it in the book? Should I not? And so I got to the point where I said, I'm going to get this book out, regardless to how much support she gives me or not. And I said to myself that I will ask God to bless every word that should be in the book and help me to discern what should not be in the book and help me to get this book out, even if it's not a perfection. But just to get it done, just to say I can get it done. And the most proudest moment, April 6th, of that, I think it was 2000-something, 11, 12, 13, one of those years, and I remember getting the first copy of that book. It represented that I had moved past my fear. I remember the first time having to come on stage and speak. Oh, my God. Let me tell you what I did. I had on this beautiful white dress, and I had on some beautiful shoes. Do you know I held one leg up with the heel? I had on like maybe 6 inches. You know I wear 5-6 inch heels, right? I had the heel in my hand with one leg up talking. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, when I got there, why am I standing here with my heel in my hand? It might be a hard visual to see, but I had to show you all one day when we're in the presence. I'm standing on the stage with my hand, with my heel in my hand. I'm talking about with my, but my shoe is on my foot. And so I got one leg, I'm standing on one leg, talking the whole time, twisting. Because I was in so much fear. When I first started this line, I was in so much fear. Who's going to want to hear me? I don't know how to pray. I don't know the Bible. I just know how to talk to you, God. I don't know this stuff that they wear. I don't even go to church every Sunday, God. Oh, my God. And then you want me to learn how to use this phone service that makes too much noise and the people are aggravated? But they came every day. I said, okay, God, I'm going to do this till nobody comes. Nobody comes every day. So unconsciously, probably the noise and all the stuff was to keep people aggravated so they wouldn't come, so I wouldn't have a reason to get up and do it, huh? But the people came through the noise. Nikki would call me, Janine, why won't you put the phone on mute? Because I don't want to be feeling like I'm alone. I used to be thinking, I might be alone. It's when the phone is on mute, like the phone is on mute now and you don't hear no background noise. That meant that maybe the people had hung up on me. I'm just saying, the crazy stuff that be in your mind. And I'm so grateful that the people stuck through my craziness just to hear what I had to say so that we can make it to where we are today. What am I saying? I'm saying you got to move past the fear. And yeah, you might not show up perfect. I didn't. Many times I was babbling and all over the place, but people still loved to hear what I was babbling about. Standing there, twisting, and my body language was off because I was operating in my fear, not standing in my power. But those things became learned behavior over time because what I learned is the way to me. If we're going to conquer fear, if there's any way to conquer fear, it's just to do it. And the more you do it, don't mean that you don't fear, but the fear gets lessened. Now when I get on the stage, I don't have as much fear. I mean, I used to have such debilitating fear that my stomach would hurt. My head would start hurting. My body would get like, oh, my God, like somebody had put 1,000 pounds of bricks on my body. And I was like, why am I doing it? And you ask yourself, why do you have this much fear and this much terror to stand in front of people? Because there was this on my own conversation. Janine, you're not good enough. Janine, you don't have a good command of the English language because that's what your teachers told you. You can't write because you keep having these run-on sentences. Janine, what makes you think that someone wants to come and hear what you've got to say? But our job is to move past it. You see, we got to master it. I know it's difficult, but on the other side, there's a beacon saying, come on over. It's okay. Lean on faith. Lean on your creator. Lean on the divine because there's a way for you. And that way, and the way that you conquer fear is to anticipate and then to tell the difference between survival fear and irrational fear. And what you'll find that 99% of the time, what you're afraid of is irrational fear. Just on the other side of all that terror is what? Bliss. So what is your plan of action to go straight into those irrational fears and eradicate them? And to anticipate that every time you grow, there are going to be more irrational fears. And the quality of your success and the quality of your ability to live your purpose is directly related with your ability to move past and conquer and understand your irrational fears because most of your fears are irrational. Let me say that again, that you have to realize that they're going to be irrational for you. But the quality of your success and the quality of your ability to live your purpose is directly related to your ability to conquer, move past, and understand your irrational fears, because your irrational fears are just that, irrational. 99% of them. So, what are you going to do today? What is your plan of action to get the book out that you said you were going to get out 2 years ago? What are you going to do today that says you were going to do that business ideas 10 years ago? What are you going to do today to say, I'm going to start that blog that I was supposed to start 5 years ago? What is your plan of action to get out the rat race? Buy that new townhouse. Buy your new home. Buy your new asset. Find your passive income route. What are you going to do to get past all of that irrational fear? You see, the universe has our back. You can't lose. You cannot lose. No matter what you do, you can't lose. Even if you did every losing thing on the planet, you still can't lose, because the Creator created you to win. The Creator gave you everything you need inside of you. And yes, expansion and growth can feel so scary. So many times I get asked, how can you get rid of fear? How to not feel a negative feeling? And I say to you, if you were not afraid most of the time, I would say you're not growing. There's an idea that a lot of folks believe that I'm not sure where it came from, but I'm pretty mystified by it. The idea is that somehow being on a spiritual path will banish all your fears and negative emotions from a person's life. Let me say that again. Come on, family. Because when I tell people certain things, or when I say something, oh, not you, lady love. Not me, lady love. I'm still a person. So there's this idea that a lot of folks believe that I'm not sure where it came from, but I'm pretty mystified by the idea that someone being on a spiritual path, quote unquote, path, will banish all fear and negative emotion from a person's life. That's truly BS. I just want y'all to know. And I don't care how many people, I don't care if it's Oprah, if it's Dr. Beckwith, I don't care who your favorite person in the world is. Somehow, they still have those fears and negative emotions. We all do. And if people tell you they didn't, they're lying to you. I just want to tell you, you cannot live in a human body and not experience these emotions. They're part of the GPS system. We even hear this. Even though the Bible doesn't really give us a really great process of Jesus' process as he moved into his consciousness of Christ, but we see there were times when Jesus just didn't understand, God, what can you take this away from me right now, God? And we know Jesus was a very enlightened being, but before it was time to bear that cross, Jesus was in that mountain. And they would say, God, can you take this away? Let me just tell you something. If you're living a spiritual life, you're probably going to come up against more fears than someone who is just coasting. And I want to just talk about that for a minute. I want you to realize that if you are living the life on the path, you're going to become more sensitive to the emotions you feel, not less. somewhere out there, it's as if there's this promise being made that if you go on the path, you are doing it right. If you're only feeling happy all the time and never feel scared and can never turn off negative emotions like a light bulb, is that really realistic? No one is going to feel happy every minute, every second of the day, all the time. And that doesn't mean you're not doing it right. See, this is not what having a human experience is all about. On the contrary, if we are on the path, we are inviting fear to come because we are stepping outside of our comfort zone. We are inviting our emotions to rise because we are clearing away all the things that have prevented us from feeling this. This is the path of the spiritual warrior, to be courageous enough to feel the fear and keep going. To fear the fear, courageous enough to feel the fear and keep going, to not cut themselves off from feeling however they feel and know that there's nothing wrong with them for feeling a down emotion. This is what it means to be a human being. I'm telling you, it's a rise. And if you all were some annoying positive robot, like, life would suck. When you numb your pain, you numb your joy. Come on, family. When you numb your pain, you numb your joy. This is being human, being open, being live means being ready to experience it all. The pain, the joy, the ups, the downs, the rain, the sun, it all comes. And whatever it comes, you just got to take it and say, woo, come on, I'm here. When the pain comes in my life, y'all, Tuesday, ooh, I was having a terrible moment in my life. I had to jump in the shower and just say, God, come on, God. How long, God? I don't want to do this no more. You know, just scream. I'm talking about Tuesday this week. Not Tuesday 10 years ago. I'm talking about Tuesday this week. Just had me a breakdown. And as we do, instead of trying to always be positive and beat ourselves up, when we don't achieve that impossible goal, we accept that life is a series of ups and downs. And while it's true that we can't always control life, we can give what happens an empowering meaning. And by doing that, we start to take our power back. We also begin to see that it is by facing our fears that we grow. Growth, by definition, means we are constantly expanding beyond our comfort zone. Come on, family. This is our definition of growth. Constantly expanding beyond our comfort zone. And when we expand beyond our comfort zone, the natural experience is what? Fear. This doesn't make you wrong or unspiritual. It makes you human and totally normal. Can you allow yourself to feel the way you feel without judging it wrong or unspiritual? You see, self-acceptance is the first major step in transformation. Wow. I wish I had a self-acceptance is the first major step in transformation. Without self-acceptance, no amount of reading blogs or doing therapy or life coaching or yoga or any modality would help without self-acceptance. All these things, including the blog, are just spiritual entertainment. You coming to the love journey can just be spiritual entertainment if you're not self-acceptance. How can you self-accept you more today? By taking action and doing things that will remind you that you are all that God is. And I want to remind you, and this is what I want to leave you with, it's 7:12. I want to leave you with this. The only person's permission you need to live your dream is your own. Somebody needs to hear that. The only person's permission you need to live your dream is your own. And I want you to marinate on that. Because whose permission you've been waiting to get to step out on your dream? You don't need anybody else's permission to live your dream. And it's okay to be spiritual and have some days that you won't be happy and upbeat. It's okay to be spiritual and fear fear. For some reason, spiritual healers and healing people and all this stuff makes people feel that they got to be superhuman. But I just want you to know right now, you've got putting me on your pedestal. I just want you to know right now, don't put me on your pedestal because tomorrow I may not show up the way your expectations of me may. And I'm okay with that because guess what? I had to learn to be okay if I didn't show up perfect. I had to learn to be okay if I didn't show up in somebody else's expectations of me. Come on, Janine. And I had to still love Janine and Ingram through the process because I may not show up the way you expect me. I may not show up so loving. I may not show up the way you expect me. I may fall off that pedestal you got, so love me and don't put me on no pedestal. Because I love the absolute person I am in my ups, in my downs, in my changes, in my turnaround, in every tear I cry, in every joy I feel, I love it. And every time I fall short, Janine, you lost some cool points, but it's okay. And I get myself back up, and I keep it moving. Because I don't need nobody else's permission to be successful. I don't need anybody else's permission to live my dream. And I surely don't need anybody else's judgment of me or how I should show up. All I need is to show up in love and to be that same person to other people, not to have expectations of how you should show up, but to have expectations of you to show up in your own loving way, however that may be in that right now moment. Family, just because you're on a spiritual path doesn't mean you'll have days, won't have days, where you feel absolutely whatever. And I may call my friends, I might say, whatever I'm about to say to you, this is not the coach, this is not this, this is just the way I feel, and I don't want to hear nothing good. I just want to be in this moment right now. Don't tell me nothing but just feel me or tell me you can't do it and hang up on me, whatever. But this is how I feel right now. And once I get to vent, then I get to get back into that moment. I get to get that tool and say, okay, Janine, it's time to get yourself fixed because whatever's going on is a reflection of you. But right now, I just want to be and wallow in it. I just want to feel it. I just want to feel the pain. I just want to feel the whatever and allow it to move through me. So that's my message for today. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, star six, have any thought processes, press the number one on Blog Talk. All right, family. All right, I want to thank you for tuning into the Love Journey today, reminding you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Let's start living our dreams. Just don't dream the dream. Let's live them. And I want to remind you, family, to always choose love. Love is the only choice. And I'm super, super excited to watch all of us unfold into the greatness that we've been given to fully express ourselves in this world today. So as you move through today, remember to never give up. Never give up. We play this dream. Have a way. I love this process about dreams will always prevail. And then I'm going to play a song, and then I want to tell you, go have a nice day.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
Have a great day, family. Never give up. Brand new heavy right here on the Love Journey family. Yes, thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow is Millionaire Mind.